That's it works. It can't both be recording. Okay, fine. So sorry. So it should be all on the recording. So I want to talk about the riff. The riff says we have the Gerson and the riff that the halacha is like Rava, and the halacha is also like Rav Chiya bar Ashi. And that's of course problematic because l'chaira the Gemara says that Rava is pligad Rav Chiya. He's not like Rav Chiya because Rav Chiya says you have to be betzeah b'sefer bracha. So if however you learn, if Rav Chiya bar Ashi is not like not even like Rav Chiya, so then l'chaira kolshken is not like Rava. Because Rav is even more machmir that there should be a betzia after the bracha, at the end of the bracha. It's not even enough at the end of the bracha. It should be after the bracha, but it's even more machmir on the betzia. So, however you learn, if Rav Chiya bar Ashi is not like a Rav, it's not like Rav Chiya, so Koskin is not like Rav, and then you should write the way beferish that Rav is only coming to argue on Rav Chiya, but Rav Chiya bar Ashi is still blown out of the water. The Bach is Magi in the Rif, that he's just saying Hilchas Rav, and that's all. And that's based on the Rosh. The Bach didn't have Kisviyat of the Rif, I don't think, but the Bach is based on the Rosh. The Rosh says that the Rosh is Messiah, that Hilchas HaKarava. And since the Rosh is basically based on the Rif, the Rosh is like an it starts with the Rif and then he expands. So Hadvarim Leitin, that's how the Rosh was Gairis in the Rif. That the Halach is like Rava, Sulaymidian, and not like a Chiyah Barashi. Nonetheless, the gist that we have in the Rif is that the Halach is like a Chiyah Barashi and like Rava. And there's a ktsas, maybe a raglayim ledavar to that girsa, because the Arzeruah brings from Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rif is the same bismedish. The Rif is basically a Talmud of Rabbeinu Chananel, or a Talmud of a Talmud. I don't remember exactly how it goes, but it's the same bismedish. The Rif, the Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rif, the Rimi Gash and the Rambam, it's one bismedish. So the Arzeruah brings from Rabbeinu Chananel that the halacha is like a rova that mevarach yachakach b'tseya. V'im ein shom shleimo mevarach al hapas sluma hamoitzi. So on the one hand, he says like a rova that the mevarach yachakach b'tseya when you have a shleimo. But then he says, but if there is no shleimo, then you make an hapas sluma hamoitzi. Now, that's so clear. The Chorot said that din that you make an hapas sluma hamoitzi, that's your Chiyah Barashi. Thus, it sounds like maybe he's passing like Rav Chiya bar Ashi. It could be doichik. It could be doichik. You could say no. Rav Chiya bar Ashi was talking even if there is a shleimah, and that's not la halacha because you have to have a b'tzia. But the Rabbeinu Chananel is just saying that even though Rav Chiya bar Ashi was talking about when there is a shleimah, and he was saying you don't have to be b'tzia on the shleimah, you could just make the bracha on the t'pasnuma. But if there is no shleimah, then Rav Chiya bar Ashi is right to make the bracha on the t'snuma. Problem is that's not a chiddush. I mean, of course, you can make a bracha if there's no shleimah. You make a bracha on whatever there is. If the whole chiddush of Chiya bar Ashi is you don't have to worry about the shleimah because he doesn't have the ma'ala of b'tzia, and that's not la'halacha, so it's not la'halacha. So it's a little bit dochuk in the Rabbeinu Chananel that he says im ein shom shleimah mevarach al hapas sluma hamoitzi. So there is some raglayim ledavar in the Rabbeinu Chananel, although we need to explain what it is. That to some extent we are affirming of Chiya bar Ashi's halacha. That there is that it is true that you make hamotzi in a pastuma, and that's a din that needs to be said. So to that extent, Rav Chiya bar Ashi is right. But if there is a shleimah, then we have the halacha of Rava that mevarach v'achachach b'tzeah. Yeah, but of course, then how do you learn the Gemara? The Gemara says that Rav Chiya bar Ashi is not like Rav Chiya, and l'charif is not like Rav Chiya, it's not like Rava. So like the whole thing needs a hesber. What's going on over here? So we mocked him. The Rambam, one of the Talmidim pointed this out to me. The Rambam in has the halachas of Kedim and Bracha, so what things you should make a Bracha on first, Chaviv and Minshiva and so on. The Rambam has all of that in Perek Ches, of Hilchos Brachos. But there he doesn't talk about the Ma'ala of Shleimidl. In Perek Zayin, the Rambam says the Dvorim Harbei Nogu Chacham and Besudah. And they're all b'chal derech eretz. The Rambam has all of the halachas of derech eretz in the Suda, how you should sit, where you should sit, and there the Rambam talks about how to be betzeya, from which side of the pas to be betzeya, all of the hilchas derech eretz, including hilchas betzias hapas. And the Rambam over there says mevarach v'achakach betzeya halacha beis. It says you make hamotzi then you do the betzia like Rava, and then in halacha dalid, the Rambam says it's a mitzvah min ha-muvchar to be betzeya and a kikar shleim. No.
Sorry, Rabbi, just going back to the Rabbeinu Hananel point. So the Girsa of Rabbeinu Hananel that we have in the printed edition, he says that when he's talking about Ela Amar Rava, Tzarech Shetichot Bracha Ala Pas, he says, Kilomar, Imhi Pashlim, Amavarech Vachakach Botzea, Aval Imhi Pesiso Tznuma Bekaara, Omer Hamotzi, Uposhet Yada Venotel, Vehochasa Kirava. So it sounds like he thinks that's all within Rava.
Yeah, I mean, Rava didn't say any of that. He's just saying that Rava agrees that if there is no shleimo, then what Rav Chiya Barashi said is correct. So yeah, is that good? I didn't know there's a. If you could send me the picture of this Rabbeinu Hananel, I don't have it.
Sure.
Unless it's in the Kipis.
I found it in the basement dish.
Yeah, so if you could send me a
I'll
picture,
send it to Rabbi.
send me a picture. Okay, that's very much what those are recorded from the Rabbeinu Hananel. Yeah, so it just needs a Hezbollah. What's the shot? I mean. I suppose it's true that if you only have a pasnuma, you make on a hamaitzi, but that's not a chibarashi. That's not even a chiddush. So why does it need to be like it's kilu? It's not like a chibarashi is right about that. That wasn't what chibarashi was talking about. That's a truism. You know, it's like saying that on an apple you make a eitz. Of course, it's not a chiddush. So we can start with the Rambam. The Rambam says that it's a mitzvah of mufkal of tzoyah pusim. The lashon of the Rambam is very much mashma. That the mila of shlema is a mila in the betzia. We toyed with this svara before earlier in the Rosh, but in the Rambam I think it's come out mufush that the mila of shlema is not a mila in making a bracha on a shlema. Then it should be in parakhes. And Bechal, the Rambam doesn't even say it like that. The Rambam says mitzvah. The Rambam talks about dine betzia and how to be betzia and from which side of the bread to be betzia. And then it says mitzvah min hamufkal of tzoyah kikar shlema. Very much mashma from the Rambam. That the mila of a shleima is that it's a better b'tzil. So chareshver, because if that's the case, that shleima is just a mila in the b'tzil, it's not a mila in the hamaitzi, it's a mila in the b'tzil. So how do you understand Rava? Rava says, if you're going to be b'tzeya before the end of the bracha, so then by the end of the bracha, it's not a shleima. Who cares? Shleima is not a mila in the bracha, it's a mila in the b'tzil. And the Betzia that was Betzia Shleima. He was Betzia Kikar Shleima. If we're going to take the Rambam Mamash at face value, that Shleima is just a mile in the Betzia, not a mile in the Bracha. So if you're Betzia, and Rav Chiya says, you're Betzia in Gemara Bracha, you're Betzia while you're making the Bracha, you're Betzia. So he was Betzia and Shleima. So what's wrong? And if Rava means to say that there's a din that the Betzia has to be after the bracha, so let him say that the Betzia is supposed to be after the bracha. But that's not what Rava said. Rava said that the problem with doing the Betzia in the middle of the bracha is that then by the end of the bracha, what you have is a pusa, so the bracha was kalyan a pusa. So what? The bracha is nothing wrong with the din of shleim is a mile in the Betzia, not in the bracha. So I think I think that the Birurim Shel Dvarim is that of course that it's a mile in the Betzia. Shleim is a mile in the Betzia, like the Rambam says. A mitzvah and a mufcha to be Betzia and a kikur shleim. It's a better Betzia when the Betzia is on a kikur shleim. But that itself is only valuable because it's a mile in the bracha. The bracha is on the Betzia. So the more the Betzia is a chashuv of Betzia, the more mile it is in the bracha. It belongs in Hilchas Pesiyas HaPas because it's not stam a din that you make hametzi on a shleima. There's no din to make hametzi, even though the Magen Avraham says that there is. But I think in Rambam is meduyik that there's no din to make a bari peetz on an apple that's shalom. But there's no teres psi over there. So shalom, not shalom is all the same thing. It by pas where there's a din psiyah, there's a teres psiyah by pas. It's part of the part of the way you do a suddah is that you b'tzei of the pas. So the bracha is on Pesiyas HaPas. Therefore, it's a mitzvah min hamufcha to do a chashuv b'tzia, so that the bracha will be on a chashuv b'tzia. Says so. Then Rava says. So therefore, Rava says that since the point is that the bracha should be on a chashuv b'tzia, so then the bracha should be before the b'tzia. Because if you're going to do the b'tzia, why are you making the bracha? then when the bracha is chal, it's not chal on a b'tzio of a sholem, it's chal on a pusa. The bracha should be chal on the b'tzio of a kikah sholem. So you should make the bracha first, and then you'll have the b'tzio of a kikah sholem. So the takeaway, what I want to take away from this Rambam is that, and again, we had some of this in the Rosh, but I want to right now I want to do it in the in we're doing it now in the Rambam in the Riv. So the takeaway that I want to take away from the Rambam is that the bracha is on the Batsiya Sapas. So now Yichalad, we can say it like this, that there could have been a halamina. There could have been a halamina. That since the bracha hamotzi is on b'tzias habas, then maybe you can only make hamotzi on a b'tzias habas. Maybe you can't make hamotzi on a pas snuma at all, because a pas snuma doesn't have a b'tzia, and hamotzi is supposed to be said on b'tzias habas. It could have theoretically, I'm not saying anybody else's, but it could theoretically have been a mokum to say that maybe Hamotzi can only be on a, that only, maybe Hamotzi has to be on a B'siyah Sefas. Since we see there's a mile in Hamotzi being in a B'siyah Sefas and on a B'siyah Vashlema. So, are you mokum lema that if that a pas that doesn't have B'siyah at all, maybe there's no Hamotzi? So now comes Rav Chiya Barashi and he says like this. Rav Chiya Barashi says, it's a pas snuma b'kara mevorach chala Hamotzi. So, what's the chiddush? Manashach. If there's nothing there but a pasnuma, what's the chiddush? And if there is something else there, then why is it true? If there's a shalom, then why is it true? That's the nidun rishayim. So I maybe say in the Rabbeinu Hanan or the Rif, at least as this first step, maybe we can say like this, that Rav Chiya Barashi said categorically. A lot of Rishonim learn that Rav Chiya Barashi is talking about because of this kasha. They learn Rav Chiya Barashi is talking about a case where there's also a shleim on the table, or there's a big piece on the table. There's other things on the table. Of course, in the Lashon Rav, it's very solemn if Rav Chiya Barashi didn't say that. So the Ritva Matazoch that it's stomach kipurush. There's what's in the kara, and then there's what's al shulchan. So that's the inference. The pasnuma is in the kara, but there's things that are not in the kara. They're just on the table, and the kara is the pasnuma on the table of the big pieces. But maybe the Rambam, maybe the Rif and the Rif and the Rabbeinu Chanan, they understood it. Rav Chiya Barashi said he doesn't say if there's other pieces or not, because he's being koyel in both cases. He's saying categorically, and a pas snuma you can make a motzi. And he's talking about both cases. He's talking about a case where there's nothing else on the table. All there is a pas snuma, and it's a chiddush because he's being mechadish to us that you can make a motzi without a psil. Even though Hilchas Derech Eretz is there, certainly this Hilchas Derech Eretz to have a Psyll. Menashe HaMelech talked to, I forget who it was, that they talked about how to make Psyll. A lot of this Hilchas Derech Eretz to have a Psyll, but it's nothing to do with HaMotzi. The HaMotzi doesn't need a Psyll, so he can make a HaMotzi and a Pas Nimu. But he's also, since he said it categorically and he wasn't Mechalik, we could also understand that it's true even if there's a Shleim on the table. Both cases are included in the Chiddush of Chiya Barashi. Chiya Barashi tells me that you don't need a b'tziyah to make a mitzi, and he's telling me further that even if it's an option, you don't need that option. You don't have to look for that option. Even if you have a shleim on the table, you can make the bracha on the pastum. Says in Gemara, the pliga de Rav Chiya. That doesn't mean that the pliga de Rav Chiya. That means half of what Rav Chiya Barashi said is not like Rav Chiya. That Rav Chiya Barashi said that Psiya is not a mile at all, that you can make Hamotzi, that Hamotzi has nothing to do with Psiya Sapas, you can make Hamotzi Lechatchila and a Pas Snuma, that's not like Rav Chiya. Because according to notes, Rav Chiya Barashi was telling me that Psiya Sapas has nothing to do with Hamotzi. Yeah, maybe in Hilchos Derech Eretz you should do Psiya Sapas, but you could do it before the Hamotzi also. The Psiya Sapas has nothing to do with the Hamotzi. Hamotzi could just as well be on a pas snuma. So lefi Chiya Barashi, you could. Why should you have to be? Why should you have to be betzeah b'shas ha-bracha? It could be betzeah before the bracha, because there's nothing wrong with making hamotzi in a pas snuma. You'll do Matzias HaPas before for the Hilchas Derech Eretz Shabbat. But mitzad the Hamaitzi Shabbat, you could do it, you could make it on the Pusah. Says Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, no, you have to be makbid dafka to make the Hamaitzi on the Matzias HaPas, together with the Matzias HaPas, because the Hamaitzi should be on a Pusah. And that's not going to like Rav Chiya Bar Ashi. That's what says Pliga Rav Chiya Bar Ashi. Because Rav Chiya Bar Ashi said that the Hamaitzi has nothing to do with the Pusah. And that's talking about like a fear, and that's pliga de Rav Chiya, and it's talking pliga de Rava too. Kol shekhen, if it's pliga de Rav Chiya, kal v'chaymer, it's pliga de Rava. But even though Rav Chiya Barashi is wrong, but he's only half wrong. He's wrong in that what he said that Hamaitzi has nothing to do with Betzir, and that you could make a bracha and a pasluma regardless of whatever else is available. But he's not wrong that you could make hamaitzi. You could make hamaitzi in a pasnuma if betzia is not an option. And that was part of the chiddush of Chiya Bar Ashi. If that wasn't a chiddush at all, and if Chiya Bar Ashi was only talking about a case where you have a shleim on the table, then Chiya Bar Ashi should have said it that way. He should have said you make you should you you could you, it was Chiya Bar Ashi should have said even Chiya Bar Ashi should have said was part of the chiddush of Chiya Bar Ashi. He's not only talking about when there's a shleim on the table. He's even talking even if there's not a shleim on the table, and he's being mechadish for us that you can make hamaitzi without a psiyah. And that's a chiddush, and that chiddush is true, because that chiddush is not itaisif. That's why you see, if I didn't have Rav Chiya Bar Ashi at all, and I only had Rav Chiya and Rava, and I see in Rav Chiya and Rava that hamaitzi should be said on the psiyah, so I might have thought hamaitzi should be said on the psiyah. So without a psiyah, you can't make hamaitzi. So that much I take out from Rav Chiya Bar Ashi. Rav Chiya Bar Ashi said, no, you can make hamaitzi without a psil. No, Rav Chiya Bar Ashi said it categorically, and that's too much. Rav Chiya Bar Ashi said that hamaitzi has nothing to do with the psil. That you make a bracha in the pasnuma regardless. You always make a bracha. You can always make hamaitzi in the pasnuma, and that's taka de leker Rav Chiya. Pliga de Rav Chiya, and it's pliga de Rav Chiya, and it's pliga de Rava. That's taka not true lahalacha. That much is not true lahalacha. But that much still remains true lahalacha that in ain shom shleima you can still make a bracha and a pasnuma. The btsi is not ma'akiv in the hamaitzi, and that's mamash what Rabbeinu Chananel says. That's Gugat Gavaldik Rabbeinu Chananel says. Rabbeinu Chananel on the one hand halacha is like Rava that mevorach ve'achakach betzeya because hamaitzi it's best that the hamaitzi should be on the btsi. So you'll have the mile of making hamaitzi on the btsi and on the btsi of shleima. If there's a shleima, you'll have the hamaitzi on the btsi of shleima. I don't know what Rabbeinu Chananel holds about big pieces. If that's yeh called the b'siyah, not called the b'siyah, any of there. But akapon, if you have a shleima for sure, you should make the hamaitzi on the shleima in order to have the mile of b'siyah on the shleima. Nonetheless, says Rabbeinu Chananel, but if it ain't so shleima, then that much of Chiya Bar Ashi is still right. That even though hamaitzi is better on a b'siyah, but it doesn't have to be on a b'siyah, and that itself is a chiddush, and that's part of the chiddush of Chiya Bar Ashi, and that much of the chiddush of Chiya Bar Ashi remains standing even after of Chiya and Rav. And then we say the same thing in the Rif. The Rif is al derech Rabbeinu Chananel. The Rif says that the halacha is like a Chiya Bar Ashi that you could make hamaitzi in a pasnuma because that's the simple meaning of Chiya Bar Ashi said that you could make hamaitzi in a pasnuma. Chiya Bar Ashi inferred that you can always make hamaitzi in a pasnuma and you don't even have to look even if there's a shleima there. That's not true. Hilchas Kirova that mevorach le'achakach betzeh that you should make the bracha on the shleima. But nonetheless, part of what Chiya Bar Ashi said is still true. That the pasnuma mevarachim. So therefore, the Rif says the halacha is like Rava, but the halacha is also like Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, and that's Mamash Rabbeinu Chananel. Im ein sham shleima, then Rav Chiya Bar Ashi is right. So I think that's the derech hamelach and the Rif and Rabbeinu Chananel. Maybe we could say in another part in the Rif, and this is already more Torah. More tired, a little bit more full pull. Maybe we could say in the Rif another part. It won't work in a Rabbeinu Chananel, but just in the Rif, I'm saying this very speculatively, just little pull up, because I think the emes is what I just said. But little pull up, maybe we could say Haysafa that the Rif was bothered. What's in the Kudus HaMachalikas between Rav Chiya and Rava? Rav Chiya says you make the betziah at simultaneous with the bracha, and Rava says no, that's not enough. You have to make the betziah after the bracha. Otherwise, it's not called that you made a mitzvah on a betziah v'shleim. So now, Rav Chiya thinks they both agree that you have to make that mitzvah on the betziah v'shleim. You can't make a betziah first. Or you can't just make the bracha on the pastumah if you have the choice of a shleim. So there is a din of making a hamitzi and a b'tzir of a shleim. But they argue, what do you need to accomplish that? Rav Chiya says it's called hamitzi and a b'tzir of a shleimah. For that, it's enough to be called hamitzi and a b'tzir of a shleimah if he did the b'tzir with the Gemara bracha. And Rav says, no, that's not enough. You have to do that's still called the kikalia bracha prusa kikalia. You have to do the b'tzir after the bracha. Yeah, so it needs a little bit of fleshing out. What's in the kudus hamachlekes of you between Rav Chiya and Rava? So maybe to say that the Rif learned up that Rav Chiya held that the betziah is part of the ma'aseh bracha. So therefore, if you're betziah while you're making the bracha, it's cool that you made the bracha on the shleim. Because even though by the Gemara bracha it's a prusa, but the betziah was part of the bracha. It's part of the matbei of the bracha. Since part of the matbei of the bracha was the betziah was a betziah b'shleim, so it's a bracha and a shleim. And Rava holds that the bracha might be on the betziah, and it's on the betziah b'shleim, but the betziah is not part of the ma'aseh bracha. So therefore, the ma'aseh bracha is the bracha, and the bracha is at the gemara bracha. The ikar of the bracha is the gemara bracha. The ikar of the bracha is the chasima. We have a lot in Sugis also, right? The Ikar Bracha is the Chasima. By the Chasima Sabracha, when the Bracha was Kalya, the Psiya was over, and now what we have is Prusa. So that's not a Bracha and a Psiya Vishleim. So you have to make the Bracha first and then the Psiya Vishleim. Comes out that the Taka Machlaikis between Rava, if that's the case, then the Nekudas Machlaikis between Rav Chiya and Rava is that according to Rav Chiya, the Psiya is part of the Maaseh Bracha. And according to Rava, the Bracha is on the Psiya, but it's not part of the Maaseh Bracha. Same Cain, maybe because I like this, that Rav Chiya is against Rav Chiya Barashi. Because Rav Chiya Barashi said that you can make a bracha and a pas tsnuma Let's say Rav Chiya Barashi is talking about where there's Rav Chiya Barashi is talking about a case where there's no shleima on the table. The lack of shleima, like Rabbi Nachman said. Like Rav Chiya Barashi himself is talking about where there's no shleim. So, well, this would work in a benachah. I take it back. It'll work in a benachah. I'll do what I want to say. So we're imagining Rav Chiya Barashi in a case where there is no shleima on the table. What I'm going to eat today for supper, there's just pastum of bakar. There's no shleima. Says Rav Chiya Barashi, since there's no shleima, you can make the bracha on the pastum. Either it's a mila to make a bracha and a psiya of a shleima. Yeah, it's a mila, but I don't have it, so there's no mila. Says the Gemara, but according to Rav Chiya, that the psiya sapas is part of the ma'aseh bracha, and if you make a bracha without a psiya sapas, it means that it lacks in the ma'aseh bracha. So then, you have to go look for a shleima. At least if you have a shleima in the kitchen, you have to go to the kitchen and make the bracha on the shleima, even that wasn't what you planned to have. Because otherwise your hamitzi is not, if there's not a shleim in the house, I don't know if you have to go to the store and buy it. It's different madrigas. But al kaponim, it's not, I'm not saying, because we had the Rabbi Chavis there, but al kaponim, if you, according to Rav Chiya, if the betziah is part of the hamitzi, maybe it's even ma'akev. But even if it's not ma'akev, it's certainly that if you have a hamitzi, if you have a shleim in the house, then that's the thing you should get. You should make the bracha, you should take out the shleim and make the bracha on the shleim. Because if you don't have a shleimah, or at least a piece that's big enough to make a betziah on, then it's not a proper hamitzi, and therefore Rav Chiya is pligged Rav Chiya Barashi. But Rava is not pligged Rav Chiya Barashi. Rava could stick with Rav Chiya Barashi because Rava holds that the betziah is not part of the ma'aseh bracha. The bracha is on the betziah. It's a mile in the bracha to be on the betziah b'shleima. It's a mitzvah. It's a mile, but it's not part of the it's not part of the matbeah bracha itself. Not part of the ma'aseh bracha itself. If it's not part of the ma'aseh bracha itself, so if you have a shleim on the table. So it's a mitzvah min hamufka yishuv b'mitzvah on the shleima. But if you don't have a bro, you don't have a shleima on the table, you're not having shleima for supper, all you're having for supper is the pastumah, then that's a perfect good hamotzi. It doesn't lack in the hamotzi, and that's a perfect good hamotzi. So therefore, Rav is not pligged Rav Chiya Barashi. So therefore, says Rav Chanan, the halacha is like Rav Chiya Barashi 100%, not halfway like Rav Chiya. Not that we pass like some of Rav Chiya Barashi. We pass 100% like Rav Chiya Barashi. Hefa the leker shleima, the halacha is like Rav Chiya Barashi, because Rav Chiya Barashi is talking about a case where it's leker shleima. But it's pliga de Rav Chiya, because according to Rav Chiya, even if it's leker shleima, the matbeah habrocha is that you have to be tichle brocha in a pas. The matbeah habrocha is to make a brocha with the b'tziah, so that would warrant even going out and finding a shleima in order to make a proper emes. Then it'll be mamish, then it'll be meruvach, the Rebbeinu Chananel and the Rif. The halacha is mamish like Rava, and the halacha is mamish like Rav Chiya Barashi. Rav Chiya Barashi is only against Rav Chiya, but it's not against Rav. Yeah, okay, that's a pilpul dikum mahalach. I'm not like I said before, but I think that the oifen, it's a matter of taste. But the oifen of Yosef Poshut is to say the other way. Rav Chiya Barashi is talking that when the Rif and Rebbeinu Chananel when the Rif says that halacha is like Rav Chiya Barashi, he means that halacha is like Rav Chiya Barashi. In a case where there is no shlema, then halacha like Rav Chiya Barashi that you could make hamotzi without a psiya, and Rav and Chiya agree to that. But Rav and Chiya are pligged to Rav Chiya Barashi because Rav Chiya Barashi said it categorically, even if there is a shlema, there's no din at all to make hamotzi. Has nothing to do with the psiya. You don't have to make the psiya is lechud and hamotzi lechud. And that already is not, that's not la'aloch. That much we don't pass like Rav Chiya Barashi, that much we pass like Rava. That the Hamaitzi, there is a connection between the Hamaitzi and the B'tzia, and where there is a Shlema, you should make the Hamaitzi on the B'tzia of the Shlema. Okay, that's it. That's what I want to move on. That's basically a wrap on the Suyu, I think. Yeah, Edmund, you had your hand up?
Yes. So according to the first way we explained it, Eve, that Barashia was saying two things. Mm-hmm. The first thing he says that you would say Hamosi on the Patsunama by itself. How could we say that's a chidush? Because we have the Gemarot on Lamed Zayin about Perusok Kayamot and about Chavitza that say that pieces such as that would get Hamosi. So how are we saying that?
Maybe in the Chanami, maybe we already have Gemaras like that, but if Kibarashi still said it.
But why would the Reef?
He didn't have Gemaras like that. He's an Amara.
I'm saying, why would the Reef then have to paskin like Yerubichia Barashia if he already paskined? And
we already have the Gemara of Chavetz Kneres. So what's the point of passing Hilchos of Rav Chiya Barashi? It goes without saying, because we already have the Gemara about Chavetz Kneres. But even if you don't have a Kazayas, the Rif didn't need to bother to tell me that the Halacha is like Rav Chiya Barashi. Yeah, sorry, I'm not sure. Yeah, Aaron, yeah, the other.
Yeah, I was going to ask him on a similar line to Edmund, but from Rav Sheshet and Rav. I don't know if we can pass it from there, but that, for...
It doesn't bother me so much if Rashi himself, Rashi could be redundant. He could say the same thing as Rav Sheshet said. I don't even know who's first. But... Maybe get stronger. What's the chiddush? What's the chiddush? It's a bryce.
The first action being taken, right?
What?
Then there's no.
All right, so my mute went weird.
Somebody should mute themselves because that's coming. Can I ask even stronger? Because really, a bryce. You make hamaitzi on a kazayas. A kazayas is also not a barpsil. So what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush of here? In that case, what's the chiddush of chiddush Rashi? We know it from the Brisa. But how you aim at a mark of monopolies, you make a mice. You see that in Ptisim Kazayas, you can make a mice. I don't believe you could do but see on Ptisim Kazayas. Maybe Chazanish's Kazayas. Yep, Sarah. I feel the second mouth is good. Kibarashi is talking about even if you have a shlema, saying Kibarashi is meaning mechadish that Kibarashi is talking about a case where you have a shlema, and nonetheless you don't have to worry about the shlema because the tzia even if there's a din in Derech Eretz to be betzayin a shlema, but it has nothing to do with hamaisi. You could be betzayin first, so the hamaisi could be it's nothing to do with hamaisi. So so you can make hamaisi on a pasuma, and that's pliga de Rav Chiya. According to Rav Chiya, even if you have a shlema, according to Rav Chiya, even if you don't have a shlema, Rav Chiya holds that you have to go find the shlema. Okay, that's the same question. According to Rav Chiya, you have to go find the shlema. So by I'm in the back of Menachos Bishlaim, I have to go find the shlema. All right, it's a time. Back at Menachos Bishlaim. Yeah, I'm not sure. Be both Mahalach and Mishra. Be the first Mahalach, simpler Mahalach. The Priya Rashi's Kailu both cases. And the Rif and the Rabbi Inachanada only mean to say, well, we have Pasan like a Priya Rashi, we Pasan like a Priya Rashi, but Pasan of a Kara, if there's no Shlaim, you make Hamaitzi. What's the Chiddush? We already know that from how Yom Yomid Amakiv Menachos Bishlaim. What's the Chiddush of Rechim Rashi in that regard? What's the Chiddush of the Rif? And even more for the second Malach, that Rav was Taka, that Rechim is Taka Chalak and Rechim Rashi. And he holds that you really have to go, you have to go look for a Shlaim. Let's say he doesn't have a shleima. It's very dochuk.
Rabbi.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
There's in the Rashba, he quotes in his footnote. He ends off with a question of why. He ends off with a question of why is it even a suggestion to think of that, but there's no chiddush over here because obviously you would make a hamotzi on it. So he quotes two answers for why there's a chiddush, and one of the answers he quotes a Baal Me'or and says that by tznoma it loses its tzuras of lechem, and even so you still make hamotzi.
You mean there's a side chiddush?
Yeah.
There's a side chiddush, no chiz lechem. So it's pliga de Rav Chiya. Speaking of Rav Chiya, because according to Rav Chiya, yeah, then we can still say both Malachim. Either it's Pliga de Rav Chiya, Because if Chia, it's master of Chia Rashi was talking all cases, even if there is a Shlema, and that's Pligid of Chia. That's a simple Malach. Or the fancy Malach that is Pligid of Chia, because according to Chia, it's like, oh, it'll be an obstacle to the fancy Malach. You won't be able to say that according to Chia, the Messiah is Likuva, because that's against the Baisa. We'll have to say the simple Malach. We'll only have the simple Malach standing. Okay, so it'll come out like this. Maybe this is Maskal. The fancy Malach won't work. But we'll say a simple Malach. Rav Chiya Barashi said, Pasnu B'Bakara, Meka Maitzi. And it's a Chiddush mitzad, the fact that it's the mitzad the Bishul, Aderech the Balamar. We didn't talk about the Balamar, but Balamar says there's a Chiddush over here in the Tzuras HaPas, that it still has a Tzuras HaPas, even though it's in this cliche, or whatever it is. So it still has a Tzuras HaPas. So that's part of what Chiya Barashi said, and that's the halach is like him, and that's not shlugged up. But since he said it categorically, it was mashman to the Gemara that he's talking about even a case where you have a choice, you have a shlema. And that's pliga der Chiya, pliga der Rava, because if you have a shlema, you have to make the bracha on the shlema, and he didn't see it. So the halach is like Rava. But where there is no shlema, then we still have the chiddush of Chiya Barashi, which is a chiddush in Teresa de Nahama, that a pastum of a car has a Teresa de Nahama, you can make a much honest.
The Balmor says that the opposite, Rebbe, that yeah, even though it doesn't have a Teresa de Nahama, it still would be a
yeah, I don't remember the Prata. Yeah, I have to look through the Balmor again. I don't remember the Prata, but there's some Chiddush over here in yeah, there's some Chiddush here in Hilchas Teresa de Nahama that it's called a Lechem, even though it's in the car. And that's all the riff and the right Menachan Allah meant when they pass him the Kefri Barashi. I hear. Maybe we should talk do the Balamar. I wasn't really planning on it. I'm not sure if we'll do the Balamar or not. But okay. I hear. So maybe that's the Maskana and the riff. A simple Maskana. Okay, simple is better. Okay, very good. So that's it. Stop here. There's a.
Thank you so much, Rabbi.
Okay. Rabbi,